Coldplay is back in the news again.
No!
And it has nothing to do with the Kiss Cam this time around, Steve.
Okay.
They were doing a concert in Nashville, and they honored the late, great Prince of Darkness, Ozzy Osbourne, with a very lovely cover of Black Sabbath's Changes.
She was my woman. I loved her so.
I mean, it sounds good. Don't worry, I'm not. But is it like now everybody just wants to cover Changes?
I feel like that's the one that just keeps popping up everywhere.
Is that the one that's safe for everybody who maybe can't sing like Ozzy? They're just like, yeah, screw it. Let's just do Changes. We know we could do that one.
Well, also, after Youngblood did it, I would be afraid to step up and try to do it because he kind of raised the bar on that song.
You're not wrong. I feel like this has now become like the anthem of 2025, this song.
Oh, yeah.
So that's Chris Martin?
Yes.
Why does he sound like he's 80 years old?
Because he is.
Yeah, I thought he was younger, you know?
When you marry Gwyneth Paltrow, it ages you a lot faster than most.
That's fair.
Yeah. You know what's funny also is yesterday we were talking about Changes and both myself and Taryn referred to it as an Ozzy song. And I have to give a shout out to my friend Craig Proper. Great dude, my Pearl Jam buddy. He texts me, goes, I'm not trying to nitpick you, but... Because we did it during Hook or Shook, where we guess after playing 1 second of a song, he's like, ah, that's a Black Sabbath song. And not that he's wrong. I don't know why my brain has forgotten that that's a Black Sabbath song. I've forever thought that's an Ozzy song.
It totally gives Ozzy solo vibes.
Yeah, I don't really ever, whenever I think about Black Sabbath, I don't think about ballads.
No, not at all.
But yeah. It's from Black Sabbath, Volume 4. So when the passing of Ozzy happened, we reached out to everyone here at the staff and we're like, hey, man, like just we might put together something where it's like, you know, you see these lists left and right, like the essential Black Sabbath songs, the essential Ozzy songs. I'm like, well, what about the KSW staff? Like, what songs would they say other than us? Like, what songs would they say are like songs you absolutely should listen to if you're a Black Sabbath fan or an Ozzy fan. So, or even if you're not, if you're trying to turn somebody on into onto the music of Sabbath and Ozzy, which songs would you go with? So I sent out the text to everybody and I grabbed some of the ones from people who got back to me about it. Would you like to know what the song Ryan Castle picked?
What is it?
All right, it's this one. The Wizard. And I do love what he wrote. He said, what's your favorite Black Sabbath song? Wrong. It's The Wizard.
It's a great one. I don't know how many Sabbath songs featured the mouth harp, the harmonica, but that's like the one I know.
It's a fun one because it does give a little bit of a bluesy vibe to Black Sabbath. I do dig that one. Okay, Mike Hawk.
Ooh.
I like this one because he said this was my first new, quote unquote, Ozzy song, so it holds a soft spot for me.
Good pick, Mike.
Yeah. Also, Danny, highly recommend checking out the music video. True Ozzy for him. He just finds a hot chick throughout the video that is just screaming.
Okay.
Perfect. Like, oh, there's that hot girl again. Oh, okay, there's Ozzy for a little bit. All right, cool. There's that hot girl again, just with her mouth wide open screaming. The Ted Smith. I was impressed by his pick. Because I don't know what I was expecting from D. Ted Smith. I don't know if I was expecting him to send me like a Justin Timberlake song or a Chris Stapleton cover of Ozzy Osbourne or something. Because, you know, now he's country Ted.
He is. Tex.
Texas Ted?
We just call him Tex.
Texas Ted. Tex. All right. He went with this one, a Black Sabbath song. I'm looking And then when I saw it with Ted, he's like, yeah, man, I just love the riff of this song.
It's got some heavy in there.
All right, and one more. Miles Montgomery.
Oh, Lord.
In true Miles fashion, nothing comes easy.
It does not.
Like, Miles, what do you got? He sends me something. And he sends me this. So I'm like, okay, War Pigs?
Sure.
good pick. Not War Pigs.
All kinds of quick fun munchers.
Yes,
Miles decided to go with Mac Sabbath, which is the Black Sabbath tribute band that dresses like characters from McDonald's.
And then do they sing about McDonald's food?
Yes. So it's not War Pigs anymore. It's a song. It sounds like War Pigs, but it's about McDonald's products.
Oh, Miles. That is so Miles. The most Miles.
It's so on brand for Miles.